It's time now for your letters.
Im Himmel voller Sterne, Blott Haas und See.
The song is Children of the Rainbow, being sung by 40,000 Norwegians yesterday in Oslo as they marched to the city's courthouse.
Inside sat right-wing extremist Anders Behring Breivik, on trial for massacring 77 people last year. The singers gathered because Breivik has said publicly he hates the song and considers it a Marxist plot to brainwash Norway's children.
Many of you were touched by the story. Richard Jude of Jacksonville, Florida writes, "What an amazing celebration of what is right with all of us."
And Joe Morganti of Berkeley, California, says our story caused him to pull his car off the road. He writes this, "Your reporting was measured and professional, and it brought tears to my eyes. This was a story that we needed to hear."
Mr. Morganti doesn't stop there. He writes this, "Just when I was preparing to start up the car and continue my commute, Melissa Block provided just the touch of comic relief that I needed with her interview discussion about words we'd all like to do without. Shakespeare could not have done a better job."
We also told you yesterday about a couple who snagged a foul ball at a game between the Texas Rangers and the New York Yankees. As they celebrated, they seemingly missed the young boy with a glove sitting right next to them, crying. Here's Yankees play-by-play announcer Michael Kay.
"Oh, my God, they can't give it to the kid? That's awful. Wow, they're actually, like, rubbing it in the kid's face. Oh, my goodness."
Well, some of you felt differently. Galen McBride of Vienna, Virginia writes this, "I have to say that I'd be hard-pressed to hand over my long-sought souvenir just because some newcomer to the deal was crying next to me. On top of that, being a dad myself, I question the benefit of the little sniffer getting what he wanted by crying."
We do appreciate your letters. Please keep them coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
It's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.